Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Tanur Rabbanan on the last skinny line of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Is also sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman Lezecha Nishmas. Avishai's father, whose yard site was this week. So the first thing we're going to talk about in today's daf is if an Avel joins the Avelus, if he joins the Shiva in progress. The others are already sitting Shiva, and one Avel joins in sometime in the middle of the Shiva. So does he just continue to count with them, or does he start his Shiva from the moment he joins? And that's going to be really a discussion about the halachos of Gadol Habayis, that who is considered the Gadol Habayis, and when does it matter where the Gadol Habayis is, whether he's the guy joining in or he's one of the people that had started the Avelus together with the rest of them. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how do we paskin when an Avel joins on the seventh day mimakum karov. He wasn't that far away, he just wasn't together with them. So how do we paskin in terms of how he counts his Avelus? The Gemara is going to discuss the mitzvah of burying and doing so immediately and not at all delaying the burial. We're going to talk about a number of the hanhagos of an avel, chalutza sakasef, the idea of exposing a shoulder when he tears kriya, and who we do that for, and when we don't do that. The Gemara is going to talk about the dinim of giluach and tisporas and the isur of simcha for an avel, and then the Gemara is going to bring a chiluk, a number of chilukim between avelus al aviv imo and avelus al shar krovim, as far as the dinim of kriya are concerned, that the way kriya is done is different between. So we're going to have several chilukim between aviv imo versus shar krovim, and that's pretty much going to bring us to the end of the daf. So let's begin on chaf aleph and beis at the last skinny line. Tana rabbanan avel shloshiyam marishonim, an avel who was unaware when his relative died, and only when he joined in with the other avelim did he realize that he is in fact an avel. So in the first 3 days of the avelus, it's all totally where he came from, meaning if he joins in on day two of the avelus and he discovers that they're avelim, so bami makom karov, if he came from a close place from the time of the kavura where the avelus is chal, meaning he's a close place, means he's 1 day's journey away, which is eser parsaos. That's how long we assume a person is able to walk within 1 day. That's what Tosfos writes in the name of the Bahag, that a mahalich adam beinoni, based on the Gemara that in Psachim Tzadi Dal, the Gemara that talks about zmanim, of how long a day is. So we assume a mahalich adam beinoni is eser parsaos. So if he can get there within 1 day, he's 10 parsaos away, so mona imahen, then he counts the rest of the days of avelus together with the avelim already sitting shiva. He doesn't have to start his own count of shiva because he was b'makom karov at the time of the kvura, so he could have come on that day. He got there within 3 days, which is still the time of the ikar merirus, where the primary bitterness is still happening. So we view that as if he was already there at the beginning, and therefore he's able to be misabel with them. That's how Rashi explains this idea of why bami makum karov matters. The fact that he's makum karov means that he could have been there. He could have been there the entire time. However, the Ravid is quoted in the Rush, who explains that the Chacham give this shir in order that he's able to get there within 3 days while the avelus is still in its merirus. Meaning, if someone dies samach la'erev and it's nistam agolel right when evening is starting, and then the next day they send a shliach to let him know that his relative died, and the shliach gets to him samach la'erev the next day and lets him know that he's got to join the family, and then on the third day he'll get to the Makom HaAvelus. So, but that could happen, that he'll get there within 3 days if he finds out, if they send someone to let him know as soon as the death happens, if he's b'makom karov. But if he's b'makom rachok, he wouldn't be able to get there anyway if they send a shliach. So it turns out that you need two conditions in order to be able to be mona imahim, that he has to have been b'makom karov, he has to have been within 1 day's journey away, and that he actually gets there within 3 days, because the 3 days is when the merirus is happening. Now this din that if he cut that is dafka if the avil comes to the makom hamisor, to the makom hakvura, and he finds avelim there, but if the avelim are sitting somewhere else and he comes there, the Arzarua writes that he's not mona imahim, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh Simin Shin Ayin Hey, that it has to all be the same place. It has to be that the place where he's arriving is the place where the Misa and the Kavura happened, and that's where the Avelim are also sitting Shiva. The Meiri happens to disagree with that. He writes that even if the Avelim are sitting B'makom Acher, the Avel that arrives could still be Mona Imahem, and if he stayed in this place and he doesn't arrive at all together with the other Avelim, then for sure he'd be Mona La'atzmo, even if he's B'makom Karov, right? That all the Rishonim say, that if he never joins the other Avelim, so it doesn't matter where he is, how close or far he is, then he's going to count his own Shiva. This is all talking about where the Avel is not aware of the Misa until he arrives, and in that way it's considered as if he started with them, and when he gets to the place where they are, he could therefore continue counting with them. But if he already knew about the Misa wherever he was, even if he did not begin to be Misabel, the Ritva writes in the name of Tosos, then he's Mona Liatzmo from the moment that he knows about it. However, the Ritva says, not good enough that he knows about the Misa in order to be Mona Liatzmo. It's Davka if he begins to be Noeg Ktsas Avelus. Then he could be Mona Liatzmo. So this description of the Gemara, that someone comes Mimakum Karov and he joins within the first 3 days, that he's Mona Imayan, is talking about a case where he joins within the first 3 days and only then finds out that he's in fact an Avel. Then he's Mona Imahim. But Ba Mimakum Rachok, says the Gemara, Mona La'atzmor. The Brisa continues that if he comes Mimakum Rachok, he's more than 10 parsaos away, then he counts his own cheshbin of Shiva, and it's going to be a little bit strange, but it happens sometimes where different members of a family conclude Shiva at different times, that they're going to conclude Shiva on different days. Mikan ve'elach, if the Avel arrives after 3 days, after the first 3 days of Avelos, then it doesn't matter where he was. Afilu ba mimakom karov, mona la'atzmo. Even if he's arriving from a makom karov, even if he was coming from a very nearby location, he's going to count his own Shiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu ba bayom hashvi'i mimakom karov, mona imahin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we're not makbid that he has to get there within 3 days. As long as he was b'makom karov, that's all you need. As long as he was b'makom karov and he joins before the Shiva is over, even if he's joining on day 7, he can count together with them. So he can arrive on day 7. They're only planning on sitting for another hour. He sits for an hour with the rest of the family, and that's it. And his Shiva is over after that 1 hour. That's how Rabbi Shimon paskins. So Amar Mar. So now we're going to go back and analyze this brisa. So we said, Shloshi Amar Rishonim b'makom karov mona imayin. In the first 3 days, if he comes with Malkum Karov, he's going to count together with them. Now we're adding a caveat. When we say that he's Mona Imayan because he's joining the family in progress, so he's Batal to the family or Tafel to the family, so he does whatever the family is doing, that's only if included in the family that's already sitting Shiva is the Gadol Habayis, is the greatest one in the house, the leader of the household. So then the younger people are Mitzarif to the Avelus of the Gadol Habayis, and they'll count together with him. But if it was the opposite, that the Gadol Habayis was not in the Makom HaEvel, it was the younger Avelim who were there that are being Misabel, then the Gadol Habayis gets there within 3 days, even Mimakom Karov, he's going to count his own Shiva starting from when he gets there, because the Avelus of the younger one is not going to govern the Avelus of the Gadol Habayis. Gadol Habayis, the Machlok is how exactly to define Gadol Habayis. Rashi writes that it means that he's the oldest of the Avelim. The Ritzkeu says that Gadol Habayis is the one that everyone is nismachalav, the negrarim acharav, that if he's the one, he's the one that makes the decision for the family. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yoredei Asim Shinayin Hei, that sometimes you just have people that are natural leaders. So it could be one of the younger siblings, but whenever it comes to these kinds of things, he's just the guy that takes care of everything. So that he becomes the Gadol Habayis. Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Omrim, the Stavka, if he's already a bar mitzvah, that if he's a Gadol Habayis, not a bar mitzvah, it's hard to imagine, right? That you have an 11-year-old who's a little dictator who's making all the decisions and paskening everything for everybody, and then everyone's going to follow. But if you have such a case, Shulchan Aruch says he still would not be Gadol Habayis. So the Zera Emex explains, because he's not even chayiv in Avelus. You can only have people become tafel to his Avelus if he's a bar chiyuva in the Avelus. If he's not going to be chayiv in the Avelus, how can everyone become tafel to him in the Avelus? there is a discussion in Poskim whether a woman is considered a gadol abayis. The Ritva writes a yesh listapik, whether an isha could be considered a gadol abayis. The Tshuvas HaGaonim writes that the oldest sister is considered the gadol abayis. In Tshuvas HaRashba, he says that the mother of the avelim is the gadol abayis, meaning that very often happens. You have a powerful mother, the father dies, and so all the children are sitting shiva, and they all look to the mother to what to do. They're all tafel to the mother, so then she would have the din of a gadol abayis. The Michtam and the Meiri suggest that gadol abayis is the one whose avelus is gadol mishar avelim, meaning a third criteria. One we said was Rashi gadol abayis, the oldest. Then we said a number of the other rishonim, which is how we assume in Shulchan Aruch that gadol abayis is the decision maker, the one who makes all the decisions. Third possibility, the Michtam and the Meiri say gadol abayis is the one that's experiencing the most profound sense of avelus, meaning a person dies and he has siblings and he has a child. The child is experiencing a more profound sense of avelus than siblings do. And therefore, the child becomes the gadol abayis, even though very likely he's much younger than the nifter's siblings are. But nevertheless, that would determine gadol abayis according to the Meiri and the Michtam. So that's the din of gadol abayis. So says Gemara Ibailu, they raised the following shaila in the Beis Medrash. Halach gadol abayis lebeis hakvaros. What if the gadol abayis was aware of the death and he left the rest of the family to bring the mace to kvura? He went to bury the mace and he stayed there 3 days. And the stima sagolal, which is when the avelus begins, when they cover the coffin, was a day or two after the avelus was chal on the avelim that were left behind that didn't go along with the funeral procession. And now the gadol abayis joins the rest of the avelim on day three. So mahu, what's the din then? Does he count his own shiva from the time of Stimas HaGolel? Because we said on Daf Chafal from Beis that only the Tzair is mitzarif to the Gadol HaBayis that's mitzabel in the Bayis, whereas the Gadol HaBayis is not mitzarif to the younger ones who are mitzabel b'Bayis. Or maybe we should say, no, he's Mona Imayim because he went Litzor HaMeis. So when they heard about the Misa, he also heard about the Misa. So it's considered as if he was in the Bayis the whole time with the other Avelim. So if they started sitting shiva, then he traveled with the body, so he can still join in together with them, even though he's the gadol abayis and he hadn't started sitting shiva with them. This happens all the time when they send a mace to kvura in Eretz Yisrael. Very often, it's not all of the avelim that go to Eretz Yisrael. Very often, they'll have the gadol abayis will go to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody else will start shiva immediately back in America. So by the time the gadol abayis is able to start, so as soon as everyone else leaves the airport or as soon as they give over the mace in the airport to the whoever handles it for the airlines, so that begins the avelus for everyone who's staying behind. The one who's traveling with the mace, his avelus only begins at the kvura. So when he comes back on the flight the next day, does he join shiva and count his shiva like everybody else together with the rest of the family, or does he count his shiva from the time of the kvura, which was a day later than everybody else? So this is exactly the shaila of the Gemara. So it says Gemara Tashma, let's bring a raya to be poshet this suffix. Damar b'chir baraba, amar b'yochanan, afilu halach gadol abayis lebeis hakvaros, mona imahen. That even if the gadol abayis went to the beis hakvaros, he counts together with the other avelim, and he doesn't have to count his own shiva because he went litzorech hameis. So ask the Gemara, really? Mona imahen? V'atanya mona liatzmo? We had a brayso that said just the opposite, that he counts his own cheshbon of shiva. Lo kasha. Hada asa begot thlasa, vahadulo asa begot thlasa. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that he counts together with the other Avelim and he gets up together with the other Avelim, is talking about where he comes back within the first 3 days of Avelus. Whereas the Braisa says that he counts his own cheshbon of Shiva, is talking about that in a case where he comes after the first 3 days of Avelus. So the Gemara brings a raya. Ki hada amaluhu Rav lebnei atzalfoni. Like Rav said to the bnei atzalfoni, bnei atzalfoni is the name of a place apparently, atzalfoni. So Rav told these people that the gadol abayis goes together with the mace, and the other avelim remain behind. If he comes within 3 days of the beginning of the avelus, limnu ba'adaychu, let him count together with you. But if he doesn't come back within the first 3 days, then he's going to have to count his own cheshbon of shiva. So once the Gemara discusses this, the Gemara tells us that it talks about when avelus begins. When do we start avelus? Rava told the bnei mechuzah when they would bring a mace to Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, and some of the Krovim would not go all the way to Eretz Yisrael. They would be Malave a little bit, and then they would go back home. Sa'atun, the laws of Yisubasarasa, you who don't follow all the way, who don't follow the coffin all the way to bring it all the way to Eretz Yisrael, from the time that you turn your face away from the outer gate of the city, you should begin to count your Avelus. Even though the Avelus is normally only Chal at the Stimas HaGolol, which is at the Kvura, you're not going to the Beis HaKvaros. You're not going to see the Mace anymore. So you go back to you're turning away from the Mace. That is your Stimas HaGolol. That's considered Ki'ilu. There was a Stimas HaGolol. That's only if they're Molech HaMace to bury him in a different city. But if they bury him in the Beis HaKvaros that's close to their city, and they go back the same day, so then the Avelus is not going to be Chal until the other people, the Kovrim, come back and they say that he's already buried, because their das is on the mace the whole time. That's what the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam. That when you're sending the mace to Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, you have nothing to do with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to get there. They're not going to be able to be involved. But if the mace is at the Beis HaKvaros on the outskirts of their city, if something were to come up, they would call them and they would come that very day. So they're still involved. They still have das on the mace. And then the Ramban writes that Ravelus would only start when the person is actually buried. That's what the Rambam seems to say. That's how the Shach Paskins in Yoredeya, based on the Mashma'us of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramban writes that from the Bahag it sounds that even if they bury him in the same city, as soon as they turn their face away from the mace, as soon as they go back home, that's when the Avelus is going to be Chal. So that is the Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Baba Yom HaShvi, Mimakum Karov, Mona Iman. Then we had the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon said, this three-day thing doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he joins in progress on day 3, day 2, day 4, day 5, day 6, or even day 7. He's still going to be able to count together with the rest of them and get up together with the rest of them. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yosef Ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, Vuhu Shaba, U'matzo Min Nachman Etzlo. This din is only if when he gets to the Beis HaAvel, he finds that on the morning of the 7th day, that there are still people coming to be Menachem Avelim. And the Ramban adds, and the Avelim are still observing the Nihuge Avelus. They're still not wearing leather shoes. They're still sitting there Ba'atifas Harosh. And that's what the Ramah writes in Yerodeh Asim Shinayin Hay as well. That it's not enough that there are people that are coming to be Menachem. It has to be that it's still active Shiva. That the people, that the Avelim themselves are still actively involved in the Avelus. In order to count with the Aveli Abayis, there have to be Menachemim there, and there have to be Noheg Nihuge Avelus. However, the Yad David writes in explaining Shitas Rashi that you don't need the Menachem Dafka to be there. The Iker, the primary consideration is that he arrives at a time that Bederech Klal there would be Menachem, meaning you arrive there in the morning where there's still being Noeg Avelus. Meaning, even though the Gemara said as long as there are Menachem in Etzlo, so we had 2 days. Does that mean you need Menachem in Etzlo plus you need them to be observing Avelus? Or, ironically, you only need them to be observing Avelus. You don't need Menachem and Esel, because it's counterintuitive. Why would you think that Menachem makes a difference? Who cares? No one showed up that morning to be Menachem Avel. It's a situation where they live in a tiny community, and everyone already was Menachem Avel previously. Or more likely, they live in a large community, so everyone assumes someone's taking care of them. So nobody shows up on the last day. Or it's Corona, or whatever, and no one's coming to the Beis Avel at all. But the point is that they're still observing Avelus. That's the Iker. So this is just an expression, says the Yad David in explaining Rashi. That Matzah Menachem in Etzlo doesn't mean literally Menachem in Etzlo. It means it would be a time that they would be accepting Menachem because they're still observing Avelus. So since the Avelim are still observing Avelus, the guy who joins, the Avel who joins them in progress, is allowed to count together with them, and he doesn't have to be Mona La'atzmo. Boy Rav Anna, Ninuru Lamud V'lo Amdu Mahu. What if he comes back and the Menachemim are getting up? It looks like they're ready to leave, but they haven't yet gotten up to leave. Is that considered that they are Amdu Menachemim Me'etzlam? The Avel that comes at that point does not get to conclude the Avelus together with the others? Or do we say that since the Menachemim Lemaisa are still there, he could be Mona Imayim, he could count together with them? This makes it sound like it's really a din in the Menachemim, that you do need that requirement, like the majority of the Rishonim. that the Menachemim actually be there. Not only a din in you be in the Avel being Nohe Gavelus, but the Shaila is, what if the Menachemim have 1 foot out the door? They're already starting to move, they're already starting to leave, right? You could tell when a person is about to be Menachem Avil. Most often a person stands up and then they walk over to the Avelim and say, I'm Machem Menachem. I was just at the Beis Avil and someone told me that they heard from, I forgot which posik they heard from, that you shouldn't do that. They should stay in your seat when you say, I'm Machem Menachem, that you should be together with him, because when you're being Menachem the Avil, you shouldn't be like lording over him when you're being Menachem Avil. So if you assume that this saying of the phrase of Amakim Menachem is the Ikur Nichem Avelim, so then that should be done while sitting down. I'm not sure that that's the Ikur Nichem Avelim. I thought the Ikur Nichem Avelim is when just being there. It just happens to be that you want to say Divrei Nechama, and most people have no idea what to say for Divrei Nechama. So Chazal fed us a line to be able to say for Divrei Nechama. But Meikra didn't really, all you need to do is to be there. But anyway, so if you see that the people started moving and they're on their way out, so what's the din? Take the Gemara says, we're not sure what the fellow, whether the fellow that joins at that point in the Avelus is allowed to count together with everyone who's there, or he has to count his own new Shiva, and that's a big enough community. It's going to be a whole other week at that point. So what do we do in a teku? So certainly a teku in Hilchas Avelus, we can go Lekula. Halacha Divrei Mekel Be'Evel and Savit Rabbanan Lekula. So certainly in Hilchas Avelus, we're going to go and teku Lekula. That's what Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Shin Ayin Hey. So we had mentioned this Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that it doesn't matter whether he arrives, whether the person joining in progress arrives within the first 3 days, or he arrives even on day 7. So Gemiri, Chavri de Rabbi Abba, so one Girsa, Rabbi Abba Barchia is one Girsa. The Gemara in Chulin doesn't have those words of a Barchia. So in Tuktukai Sofim, he says that that's what's in Ksav Yad, and those two words are Rato Sofer, that it doesn't belong. It's not Rabbi Abba Barchia, it's just Chavre de Rabbi Abba. Rav Shachter was just telling me that someone started a website, someone from Toronto started a website where they have all the different kisvayad of the Gemara, so you could find all of the different nuschos. He said he was looking for it because he's learning Baba Basra now in Yeshiva, and he said that he was learning the Dapim in the beginning of the Mems, and something like only Rav Shachter would say. He said it didn't sound like Gemara. It sounded like that must have been from the Rabbanan Savarai, that these Gemaras didn't sound like Gemara at all. It sounded like it must have been so. He wanted to check the old texts of the Gemara. He said, we paskin like all the dinim that it says, but just the whole language, the whole style was different. It didn't feel like you were reading Gemara. It felt like you're reading from the Rabbanan Savarai. So he wanted to check to see if he was right, if his intuition was correct. It didn't sound like he was really mesupik about it. He was pretty sure about it. It's just a matter of finding the right text. So anyway, so there is the correct text over here is probably Chavrei de Rabbi Abba, May Rabbi. You have like that, Rishonim point that out a lot. I mean, it's not up to courses to say that there are Gemaras that come from the Rabbanan Savarai. There's Rishonim point that out in a number of different places at the beginning. You get in the first daf in Kiddushin. You read the first daf in Kiddushin, it doesn't read like a Gemara at all. I remember when we used to learn Kiddushin in DRS, so many of the Rebbeim started from Kesef Minalman, because that's where the Gemara really starts. Before that, it's like it's like these odd discussions that the Gemara normally wouldn't have. But anyway, we read it in Daf Yomi. We learn all of those Dapim. We pass on like a lot of what the Rabbanan Savarai said. But it's not, you know, the Shas is not like, it's a little more amorphous. It's not like the Torah, where, word for word, letter for letter was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So it's obviously a culmination of many generations. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, so Gemiri Chavri de Rabbi Abba. So the Chaverim of Rabbi Abba learned, May Rabbi Abba, from Rabbi Abba himself, Umanu, who is the Chaverim of Rabbi Abba that we're referring to? Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira learned from Rabbi Abba. V'amrila Chavri de Rabbi Zeira, May Rabbi Zeira. And others say, no, it was Rabbi Zeira's friend who learned from him. Umanu, and who's Rabbi Zeira's friend? Rabbi Abba. So either Rabbi Abba learned from Rabbi Zeira, or Rabbi Zeira learned from Rabbi Abba, that Amr Rabbi Abba braid Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that they have a tradition in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halachak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel betrefus, Valachak Rabbi Shimon be'evel. That we pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in what he said in Hilchos Treifus, and we pass on like Rabbi Shimon in what he said in Hilchos Avelus. So Rabbi Shimon be'evel hada Amran. I know what that's referring to, because that's today's daf. We were just talking about that. Rabbi Shimon says that even if the person joins on the 7th day of Shiva, he could still count together with all the other Avelim. What's this Indian in Treifus, though? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel betrefus, what's that about? Titania, because we have a Tosefta about a behema that's shechted, and they find B'nei Ma'ayim Shenikvu And they find that the stomach has a hole in them. Velecha sotamtan. And there's a moisture that's plugging up the hole. Ksheira, the behemoth's kasha, divra Rabbi Gamliel. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. My lecha, what lecha is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel machshir? Am Rav Kana, shirka d'me'aya, dinafik agav duchka. It's the lecha that's found in the stomach that comes out when you press down a little bit, when you push down with the knife. So that's closing up the hole in the b'nei me'ayim. So that's what we said. The b'nei me'ayim shenikvu, and this lecha closes it up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that's not considered to be a hole in the b'nei me'ayim, and therefore the animal is going to be kosher. So Amar Mandahu, one of the Talmidim said at the time, the Mesadrei HaGemara, Rashi points out in Maseches Chulin, must have forgotten who the person was. So they said, Amar Mandahu, someone said, normally the Mesadrei HaGemara remembered, it was quite a job to remember who said everything, but normally they did a very good job of that, but in this case they forgot who it was. The Paras Yosef and the Rashash say that it means that that one of the Amoraim that we mentioned previously said, meaning either Rabbi Zera or Rabbi Abba. Mandahu is not like an open question, it could have been anybody. It was either we had two deos of who's the one speaking over here. It was either Rabbi Zera speaking or it was Rabbi Abba. So Mandu means going back to whoever it was that was talking before. He continues in presenting the case. So Amar Mandu iski v'isik, I should be zocha to go to Eretz Yisrael va'agmer l'shmaita mipumi demari, and I should be able to hear this teaching from the person who said it, meaning from Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. I should be able to hear directly from him if in fact he says that Rabbi Yochanan taught us that Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Be'evel and K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when it comes to Trefus. So Kisalik, when he actually made it to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, he saw Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Lei. So he said, Amar Mar, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Trefus, did you say that we pass on K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this Shaila in Ilchus Trefus? Amar Lei, Ana Ein Halacha Amri. He said, very close. I just had one more word. I didn't say halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I said ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So it seems that something was lost in the game of telephone, and you got the wrong psak. So the behemah is the treifa, because it's only nistam from that lecha. It's not really a stima kavua. The hole in the b'nei me'ayim is not really closed properly. So it's ultimately, that stima is ultimately going to fall out, and it's considered as if it has a hole in the b'nei me'ayim, and it's a treifa. Then he said, oh, okay, k'Rabbi Shimon be'evel mai. What did you say as far as Rabbi Shimon be'evel? So over here, he didn't suggest, right? Meaning the first time he asked him, he said, did you really say that halachas Rabbi Shimon be'evel? Now he didn't say, did you really say halachas Rabbi Shimon be'evel? Open-ended. Rabbi Shimon be'evel mai. What did you hold about Rabbi Shimon be'evel? Amalei plukten inhu. That happens to be machlok. Estit mar Rav Chista mar halacha, v'chein mar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, Rabbi Nachman mar ein halacha. He says, if you want to know what Rabbi Yochanan said, which was the original report that he got, was b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, it's that we do paskin like Rabbi Shimon be'evel, but Rav Nachman paskins not like Rabbi Shimon be'evel. Ve'ein halach Rabbi Shimon gamliel b'treifus. So therefore, l'maskana sa gemara, we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon gamliel b'treifus, because it was just a miscommunication. We never paskin like Rabbi Shimon gamliel b'treifus. Ve'alach ak Rabbi Shimon be'evel. But we do paskin like Rabbi Shimon be'evel. Damar Shmuel, halach ak divrei meikel be'evel. Because the halach is, we always follow the divrei meikel when it comes to evel. So when it comes to ilchus avelus, even though Rabbi Shimon is a yachid and he's against the rabbim, that's what the Shita Rimi Pariz points out, that nevertheless the klal is halacha k'Rabbi Shimon be'evel. Now, as far as that klal is concerned, we keep coming across that klal. There's a major machlokas rishonim. The Rush writes in the name of the Ri, and the Eshkol writes that's because avelus is drabanan. So safik drabanan lukula, meaning this is a way of formalizing the basic idea, the more general idea that we always paskin safik drabanan lukula. The Ramban writes something similar, that you don't find a machlokas in dine avelus on daraisa on dinim. You only find machlokas and dinim avelus that are machlokas and dinim drabanan, and therefore we paskin k'divrei meikel because it's always considered a safik drabanan lekula. However, Tosfos writes in Maseches Erev in Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph that even by dinim daraisa, meaning for those shitos that hold that avelus yom rishon is daraisa, like the Rambam, we'd still say halachik k'divrei meikel be'evel. Why? It's a din daraisa. Shouldn't we say safik pasuk daraisa l'chumra. So the Ramban writes that it could be that libo shel adam is nimshach achar simcha, that a person typically always looks for happiness in life, and whenever he's mesupak, he's always going to err on the side of happiness. He's not halavai. We should all always err on the side of happiness, and therefore that's part of the human condition, is to go away from avelus, to go away from that. That's a fascinating approach in halacha that the Ramban is saying, that because of that we're always going to pass them like the different mekel bavel. Echaps nafkamina, whether you say it's based on suffix or it's an ironclad rule. So one nafkamina is what we said. What if you have a machlokas in dinim daraisa? So if you say it's based on suffix rabban kula, so then you go luchumran in din daraisa. Another nafkamina is what we're saying over here. It's a yachad against the rabbin. Not every time there's a machlokas is it a suffix, right? Meaning, why is it? If you can say halacha different mekel bavel, well, what's the point of even having machlokas? Once someone suggests kula, so no one should argue. Everyone says, okay, they're going to pass like him anyway. So what difference does it make? But no, if you're not masupik about it, if you hold that something is true and you're not masupik about it, so then it's not a suffix just because someone else says otherwise. And the same is true when it comes to yachad v'rabim. Normally we would say that you're always going to paskin like the rabim. So that's not really a suffix. But if you say alach k'tiver mekel be'evel, it means that we're always going to paskin like the mekel, even if he's a das yachid. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to the dinim of kvura. There is an issue in the Torah of Lo Solin of Lasa ala Eitz. There's a mitzvah in the Torah ki kover tikberenu bayomahu. You have to bury the mace as soon as possible. So I'll call him for all other relatives, the quicker you get the person buried, the better that is. But if a person's father or mother had passed away and you're delaying the burial because you're trying to create a greater sense of kavod, a more bekavodik levaya, hareza maguna. So to rush the levaya is maguna. It's not respectful. But if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, there's going to be a major rainstorm. It's going to be a bizayin to the mace, hareza meshubach, then try to get him buried right away. Because obviously in such a case you're doing this only for the kavod of a vi'imo. So now the Gemara goes on to discuss other dinim of avelus. I'll call him esam kulan ratza memayit be'isko. When it comes to all other relatives, a person wants to be memayit b'schora, even by a davar aved ratza, or if he wants eino memayit, he could choose not to be memayit be'isko, but al vi'imo memayit. But when it comes to vi'imo, he has to be memayit in the business that he does during the Shiva, because of kavod of avimo, he's not allowed to be engaged in too much business, even on a davra aved, and even if it's done al yedei achirim. That's the chiddush. That's what the Rishonim point out. That of course he himself, he's not allowed to be masiach das from the avelus, even if he's if it's avel on shar krovim. He has to be sitting Shiva. He can't be involved going out in the market. It means even if the malacha is being done al yedei achirim, he needs to be memayit beisko. I'll call him esam kulun rotza choletz rotza. For all other mason, if he wants, he can expose his shoulder at the time of the levaya. If he wants, he doesn't have to. I love viimo cholitz, but I love viimo. He exposes his shoulder with the kriya up until the kvura. Umaisa begadol ador echad shemesaviv. One time there was a gadol ador whose father died. Ubikish lachlotz. Ubikish gadol ador achar sheimo lachlotz. And he wanted to be cholitz ksefav. And then another gadol ador that was with him out of the cover of the first gadol ador wanted to do the same. Vinimna v'lo cholitz. So the first gadol ador didn't do it because he saw that it was going to cause the other gadol ador to join him in that, and he didn't want to impose that on the second gadol ador. So Amar Abayi, who are these gadol ador? So Abayi says gadol ador Rebbe, the original gadol ador was Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and it must be that Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, his father, had died. Gadol ador Sheimo, the second gadol ador was Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. The Ikad Amri, others say no, gadol ador Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. It was the first gadol ador who was the Yavel was Rebbe Yaakov Baracha, and it was Rebbe Yaakov that died. Gadol Ador Sheimo was Rebbe. The Gadol Ador that was going to join with him, that was in fact Rebbe. So Bishlam Lamad Yamar Gadol Ador Sheimo Rebbe. I understand if the Gadol Ador Sheimo, the second Gadol Ador, was Rebbe, Hainu Dinim Navlo Chalitz. I get why he didn't. Why Rabbi Yaakov didn't do the Chalitza Sakasev to prevent Rebbe from joining in with him. Lamad Yamar Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. But if you say that Rebbe was the Avel and Rabbi Yaakov Baracha was the second Gadol Ador, Amaynim Navlo Chalitz, why wouldn't Rebbe expose his shoulder? After all, who had died if Rebbe was the Avel? Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Nasi Avel. It was Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, and he was a Nasi. V'kuli alma mechayvi l'michlatz. It wouldn't be so bad if other people joined him in Chalitza's Kasev, because when a Nasi dies, Everyone's got to express that sense of mourning. So kasha, so that's in fact kasha on that shita. Now the Gemara discusses the dinim of giluach and tisporas for an avel. Al kol ha'meisim kulan mistaper lachar shloshim yom. For all other relatives, once you shloshim is over, get a haircut, they shave, everything's fine. Alav v'al imo ad sheyigaru bo chaverov. One of the more confusing halachos in Hilchos Avelos, that a person has to wait ad sheyigaru bo chaverov. So machlokas rishonim, what does that mean, yigaru bo chaverov? It means someone tells you, you don't look good, you really need a haircut. Good, okay, someone tells you that. Do you have to wait till someone actually tells you that? Or you just have to get to the point where someone should tell you that, if not for the fact that they were so polite? Because that's a cultural thing, right? You live in certain places. I would bet that if you live in Israel, people will tell you right away. They're much more direct. Whereas you live in a place where everyone is PC and they're afraid. Am I, you know, what's HR going to say about this? Like, you know, I don't question anything. So then everyone's going to be careful. So it's all dependent on culture sometimes. So do you need someone to actually say it? So that's one machlokas rishonim. Further machlokas rishonim. So someone says, someone is gorbo chaver. Good. So he takes his haircut. And now, when can he get his next haircut? Does he have to wait at Yigrubo Chaverov again? Or once he had Shir Ga'ara once? So then he can go get haircuts as normal. And so we generally paskin that ad sheyigaru bo chaverov, we can measure in time. If a person normally waits five weeks between haircuts, so then 10 weeks is ad sheyigaru bo chaverov. Whatever, twice the amount of time that he would normally wait is the sheer ga'ara typically. And we pass from Kivega writes in Shulchan Aruch that once he got to the point of yigaru bo chaverov, he could then get haircuts on a regular basis. He doesn't have to wait again each and every time ad sheyigaru bo chaverov. Al kol ha'meisim kula nichnas lebeis ha'simcha la'achar shloshim yom. For all other relatives, he can join the simcha suuda that has simcha after 30 days. Alav v'alima lach shemus chodesh, but he has to wait yud beis chodesh when it comes to an avelus al aviv imo. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana ulsimchas mereus. For a simchas mereus, he's only allowed the discussion is about simchas mereus for a suuda that friends do with each other, which is not such a simcha. But a suuda shall simcha like a suudas nisuin, it's also even after 30 days. So meisvei the Gemara challenges ulsimchas mereus shlosh. That is Simchas Mereus, and Avil is not allowed to go for Shloshim Yom, but after Shloshim it's Mutter. So you see from the Brisa that after Shloshim it's Mutter, even for a Suda Shel Simcha, which means Nisuin, and for Simchas Mereus against Rabbi Bar Chana. So Kasha, that's Taka Kasha. Amemer Masnihachi, Amemer taught Rabbi Bar Chana in a different way. That Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana says that which we say that he's not allowed to go into a Beis HaSimcha until after 30 days, that's for a Nisuin, but the Simchas Mereus Mutter Lekarnis the altar. For stam get together among friends, a barbecue among friends or something, that he can go the altar, that he can go right away. So vahatanya, but didn't the Brisa say that l'simcha shloshim l'mereyus shloshim, that both for simcha and for mereyus it's 30 days? Not like Rabbi Bar Chana, who says that for a simchas mereyus you can go right away. Lo kasha habarisusa, that which the Brisa says that you're not allowed to go for a sudas mereyus until after shloshim yom, that's in the situation of halva'a, that the avel is the first one that's making the suda for the other people, almanas, that they'll do the same for him later on. So since he's not mechuyev to them, he doesn't owe them anything, so he's not allowed to go into such a suda until after 30 days. But habu paranusa, when Rabbi Bar Chana says that he's allowed to be nichnas into a sudas mreyus right away, that's where they already made him a suda beforehand, and now it's his turn to pay it back, so he owes them one, so he's got to pay it back, and that could be done even the altar. I'll call him a some kulin korea tef. That when you tear kriya for all other mesim, you expose the tefach of the imo until you expose the heart. Amar Rabbi Avo, micro. What's the pasuk that indicates as such? Because when it talks about David b'misas Shaul and Yehonasan, it says ve'achzeik David b'gadav ve'yikra'im ve'inachiza pachas mitefach. That achiza means that you grab onto it, so that's how you could grab a tefach. Al kol mesim kulan afil lovish asar chalukin in korea elyon. Al v'alimo korea skulan on all the other. Mesim, you only tear the top of the top baguette, even if you're wearing many layers. Whereas of the imo, you tear through all the layers. But the turban that's on his head, that's hanging over his shoulder, is that you don't have to tear. Echli ish vechli isha, both an isha and isha are chayiv to tear kriya. Rishumim elazomer isha korayas esatachton umachziras lacharev chazras vcharas esaelyon. If a woman is going to tear all the layers of begadim, so it's not going to be tsanua at all. So what she does, she tears the bottom layer, flips flips it around so that she's still covered, and then tears the top layer in front. I'll call him a some kulin rotsa mavdil kamisafa shalo. He could tear the stitching by the neck, near the neck, rotsa eno mavdil. If he wants, he doesn't have to. I love the alimo mavdil, but all the emo, he has to tear only from from underneath the edge of the base tzavar, so that it could be a kriya hanikeres. It should be recognizable that it's a kriya. Rabbi Yudam or kol kriya sheino mavdil kamisafa shalo eno el keres al tiflus. That if you don't do kriya in a recognizable way, then it's not a kriya at all. Amar Rabbi Yavo, my time is Rabbi Yudah. Where does Rabbi Yudah get this from? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says by Elisha when he taught kriya on Elio, when Elio was all the basara to Shemayim, ve'achseik b'gadav yikreim l'shnayim kroim mimash v'shnemar ve'yikreim eni yodei shein l'shnayim. If he tore, obviously he tore into two pieces. Elisha nirin krum k'shnayim, that it appeared like a double kriya. I'll call him some kulin shola. Okay, we'll pick up from there. We have more to do, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from I'll call him some kulin sholel tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good day. Take care.